In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Dear death, let's not mince words. You are an unwanted intruder, a cancerous blight on the pristine handiwork of a most holy God. There are some who try and explain you away, pretending that your inevitable appointment with every single person in human history is somehow just part of living. That by your mere existence, you get to define for us what it means to be alive, to be human. There are some who take a different approach. They say that since you cannot be defeated, that you must be celebrated. It's our fallen race's vain attempt to solve the problem that you present. There aren't a whole lot of options here, to be honest. There are no options. You are just there, checking the clock, watching every breath that we draw, knowing that they are finite, numbered. We taste your sting every day. You are there, wagging your bony finger at us every time we say goodbye to a loved one. We hear you chortle every time we look in the mirror and see something that wasn't there before, something that isn't right. We smell your stench every time we visit a friend in the hospital or go to our checkup, which was long overdue. We see you flash a toothy grin in the rearview mirror every time we accidentally veer into oncoming traffic or commit any number of close calls. We feel your presence every time we carry out the deeds of the sinful flesh, living as we know that we shouldn't. You are there, every time, demanding an answer from us, insisting that we acknowledge your presence. And so today, we will. But we will not call you good. We will not confess the lie that you are a necessary part of life. We are not falling for that. We are on to you. We have been for some time. You don't belong here. Not in God's world. Not in this place that the author of life has made. And yet, here you are, threatening, taunting, laughing at us because you know that one day we must embrace you. What shall we do with you? What shall we say? At the very least, we must take responsibility. You are not here of your own accord, but of ours. Even though you are unwanted, it was nonetheless we who invited you in. Our first parents, Adam and Eve, were there in the garden. And they were graciously given all that comes with the fullness of life, including working alongside the Creator. And instead, they chose to work with your parents, the devil and sin. Yes, you are the byproduct of an unholy union. And you do only what your parents do. You bring misery and despair. You destroy. We should know we only do what our parents do. We let you in. So yes, we are responsible. You are here at our invitation. But that doesn't mean that you get to stay. You will for a while yet, but not forever. Because there has been another intruder. One who, like you, was not a part of the creation. But unlike you, he has no beginning. And he has broken in. We didn't invite him. He simply came because he wanted to, because he willed it. It was none other than the author of life himself, who does not take kindly to you. As a matter of fact, he hates you. So because he hated you so much, yet so loved us, he became one of us. But in a special way. He escaped the taint of sin when he was conceived, having come into this world in a supernatural way. He did not succumb to your father, the devil, and all of his allurements as we did, but he overcame. He overcame because he knew he had an inevitable meeting with you. You see, you thought you were coming for him, but he was coming for you. And on this day, this good day, that is just what he did. He embraced you. No, he grabbed hold of you. He reached out and clutched your hideous form. And there you were, screaming and writhing, crying to the pits of hell that he might let you go, but he would not. He took you upon himself and he drug you down into your grave. And all of our sins, which invited you into God's world, which generated your very existence, were laid upon him, the spotless Lamb of God, the eater of death. He was not your helpless victim. When he breathed his last and said, "It is finished," he yielded up his spirit simply because he willed it, not you. And death, when the Son of God took you upon himself, there were no half measures. He did not just appear to be dead. He was truly dead. The author of life was killed. Yet even in death, he was busy. He was working for our salvation, continuing to grind you down in the gears of his unflinching fury and his righteous rage. And there you were, languishing under the terror of those final words, "It is finished," because you knew what that meant. It wasn't just that our salvation was finished. It meant that you were finished, and you are. The death he died to sin once for all. That means you, death. That means your parents, sin and the devil. We may taste your sting today, but for the past 2,000 years, you've been tasting the counterstroke of the one who has conquered you. The clock may be ticking for all of us. We will one day meet you, but your clock is ticking too. Dear Christian, tonight you hear of your Savior, your substitute sacrifice, your Passover lamb, mocked and tortured, scourged, suffering, bleeding, dying, suspended on a rough piece of wood by his own flesh, using the nails in his feet to push himself up so that he might draw a breath. And perhaps you are moved to tears. He is your Lord, and you want to weep for him. But don't. Instead, be sorry for your sins that put him there. Be sorry that you invited death into the world, that you have participated in it with every bitter thought, every wicked intention, every evil deed. Be soberly reminded about your inevitable meeting with death, that it is, in fact, breathing down your neck and wagging its bony finger at you. And then hear your master's words. When he said, "It is finished," and breathed his last on the cross, he gave himself into death for you, so that your greatest enemy would not trouble you, nor wrest you away from his loving arms, which on this day were stretched out wide to embrace you, to draw you to himself. And because your Lord is not any ordinary man, but is God incarnate, his death is sufficient for all mankind, for an infinite number of people, an infinite number of sins. And that includes you. Yours. The great worth of the life which was given on Calvary makes it more than equivalent in value and ransom to all the sin and the guilt of all men since the beginning of time until the everlasting day begins. see your sins swallowed up by the spotless Lamb as he makes purification for your soul. Fear death no more, because Jesus grabbed hold of it and drug it down to the grave. There at the place of the skull, your Lord gave himself over to death as the price for you, so that death would not have you. And not only has he died for you, but he has made that death your very own in the waters of your baptism. You have died with him, and your life is now hidden in Christ Jesus. He is your shield against all enemies, even death. You contend with these enemies in your daily life. Death will come. But now you may greet it not with fear and dread, but with full confidence and assurance that it cannot harm you, because Good Friday happened. Death did not happen to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ happened to death. Your Savior did not lose on the cross. He lost his life, but he won. He won everything. He won you. This evening, as the lights slowly darken, you think upon the light of life going out on Christ with every last breath that he breathed, every final word spoken. It's a deeply moving time of reflection, this service of light. But as you do, as you reflect, you remember that the light goes out also on death. Death clings to Christ while he gives his life on the cross. It clings to him as he is laid in his tomb, but only one of them is coming out. And because he has won the victory over death, it must give way to life. We enter into the darkness now with Christ, but we do so in the sure and certain hope that nothing can defeat the author of life. Not your sins, not the devil, and certainly not death. Christ has willed to die. Christ has conquered. You have died with him. You are his. It is finished. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.